Moving forward every day with more conversations you're not going to hear anywhere else. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for being here. You can always follow us at stevegruber.com. Read Liberty Page today. Man, you'll be glad you did. You'll be smarter. Your eyes will just have a gleam and a glow. Anyhow, State Representative Jamie Thompson joining me now. This is her first term representing the 28th House District, which includes portions of Monroe and Wayne counties. Jamie, thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to see you. I appreciate you being here. School safety. Look, we've all talked about this certainly since what happened at Oxford, right? And there are a lot of things that have been put forth by the Republicans which just don't get looked at. It's the strangest dynamic I've ever seen. The Democrats basically, they're one loss away from not having an advantage, yet they treat it as if they got a mandate. Basically, for the first portion of this session, they just basically told Republicans, sit down, keep quiet, we don't want to hear from you about anything. That's how you got treated, isn't it?
Yes, it was. It absolutely was. It is unreal that we have such a close majority in the House and here in Michigan. Michigan is very much a 50-50 state, which means when they tell us to sit down and shut up, they're telling half of Michigan to sit down and shut up.
That's right. That's true. They don't care what they think. And I warn America, if they get a sliver of an advantage in Washington, this is exactly how they'll treat the rest of us, just like that. Anyhow, school safety. Let's talk about that. How the bipartisan school safety plans are continuing to be slow-walked in the State House, in the State Senate, in the legislature. What are some of the things that you have put forth to say, hey, here's some ideas we have to keep schools safe so we don't have another horrible tragedy like Oxford? What are some of your ideas?
Well, there are four things that we are working on that I have been working on with Nikki Snyder, who you know is our only Republican, or two of the only Republicans in the Michigan Department of Education. So I myself have put forth Liliana's Law. It is not a new concept. Representative Berman, who used to be in the House, he initiated this bill as well. This bill requires annual infrastructure inspections, and that's it. And the Democrats refused to pick it up. So Liliana's Law would require that the infrastructure in our school was safe for our children, because her child in 2017 was killed when a table landed on her. There was a recall table that someone failed to inspect. And that poor little three-year-old girl lost her life because of a table that someone failed to inspect. Right. So this legislation would require annual school safety inspections. And then I have also introduced a law or a bill, the Never Again Law. Now, this legislation would require a tracking concept in the state of Michigan. Believe it or not, here in the state of Michigan, we have no way to collect data on how many children have actually lost their lives in our schools. So this bill, all this bill would do was create a registry where schools would be required to say that a child was either had lost their life or was injured and that cause. And then that would go into a registry database where we could see what the data is to see if our kids were safe. Now, this would include death by infrastructure, choking.
Well, and I actually know about it, an incident like that happened in the district I live in that shall remain nameless in this one, where a wall collapsed in a locker room and a child was killed, right? So we know these things happen. But other things that I think should be talked about and never get talked about. Other states are doing this in response to things like happened at Oxford High School in 2021. Special resource officers being in every school. I think we should have that. We have an $81.5 billion budget in Michigan, double what Pennsylvania has. You would think that somewhere in there we could squeeze in a few special resource officers. You know where there's never been a mass shooting? Detroit. You know why? They have armed guards in the halls. They don't have that issue in big city schools because they have metal detectors and armed guards. There's reasons that they do that. It keeps the school safe. And yet you would have to believe something twisted to listen to the Democrats. Oh, these guns in schools don't make schools safer. Then take the Detroit police officers out of Detroit public schools. Do that if you really believe that, which they don't, of course. Go ahead.
That brings up a very good point. Yes, absolutely. Resource officers in every school. In my district, our schools are very well funded because the citizens in the communities that I represent invest in their schools. So the majority of my school districts, they do have SROs in every school. Other schools in Michigan do not. That is something that the Republicans have been pushing from the time we took office in 2022. And the Republicans continue to defund the resources to keep those in schools.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, the Democrats are very good at putting things on the ballot. If you put special resource officers on the ballot and said every school, even the most remote schools in the UP or wherever they might be, need at least one special resource officer, or allow school staff to carry that are qualified to do so, So many other states are also allowing to prevent this sort of thing from happening, so because we're in a different place than when I went to school. I get that. The world has changed. Don't like it, but here we are. But we have to protect the kids, and that's got to be bottom line. If you put that in front of the voters, it would get 90% support, wouldn't it?
Agreed. So I went to school. I grew up in Southwest Detroit. So I went to Southwestern High School for 9th and 10th grade, and we had to walk through metal detectors. We had to wear lanyards around our neck with our school ID. Our backpacks were searched because this was a school in Southwest Detroit when I was in high school. Right. I don't understand why this concept is so new to people. And if we can put armed guards in our banks and people have to go through metal detectors to get into sporting events, I don't understand why our children shouldn't be safe as well. These are the population that needs to be safe. And these incidents are happening in gun-free zones. My grandchildren go to a parochial school, and I immediately went to the parochial school and asked, how many staff carry? Okay, there are staff that carry in my grandchildren's school. And that's how I want it. We are living in different times, and our children are not safe, and they deserve to be safe. And the parents need to know that when their kid goes to school, that they are indeed safe.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, when I was in school, we would take guns to school in the fall. We didn't parade around the school, but there was a time not long before I came around, kids would get on the school bus with a shotgun during hunting season, or if they had a shooting class after school, they would ride to school on the school bus with a shotgun. We don't live in that day and age anymore. And Jamie, can you stick with me a bit longer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right, we're gonna hit a break here. I just want you to stick around. I want to talk more about this. You went to Southwestern High School. They had a special resource officer. Didn't have shootings there, did you? No. Hold that thought. State Representative Jamie Thompson represents Monroe and Wayne counties, 28th House District. I'll be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.